Okay, I want to do a little bit of a conversation on safety in furniture. I read an article, I think it was one of the main, like USA Today or something, and it was pulling information from a Consumer Report investigation of deaths, children's deaths. From furniture, from falling, furniture falling on kids. And so I kind of read the article, and it was saying that basically that there's a number of deaths over the last 10 years. I think like one child every 6 months or something along those lines dies. And there's many, many injuries from falling furniture. You have to read between the lines. Essentially, it adds up to, just do the math. Every few months, every 6 months, whatever it is, there's a child's death, and that these numbers are not going to add up to staggering amounts. But when you're talking about someone's child, it's hard to justify any kind of, well, that's an acceptable number. So, what we have here is a design issue, and I don't know what my question is, has this increased over time? And I have a feeling that it is. I don't have information because I only found one article. There's only one article I read about this safety issue, so I have to look up the Consumer Report or whatever to find out more information. And so, anyway, sometimes you just read between the lines, and without having to go do extensive research, you can kind of speculate, I guess. What's the cause of these deaths? It's an increase. It seems like it was a startling increase, or maybe, okay, there could be a couple things. Maybe it's reporting has increased. The reportage of this stuff, and maybe something like that. It's for the internet era, the last 10 years or so, there's been more, you can be able to pull this information out easier. Some things, some technologies, I think we've definitely improved, airbags, car safety. So, that kind of thing may have helped, but in this case, it seems like, there's an increase of deaths. So, what I'm thinking is that we have a situation where furniture, kids' furniture, has transformed. This style of furniture is no longer what traditionally we've had. I mean, we can trace this back to a point when we didn't have furniture, or we can find a point where we live in homes in the Western world, which I know. You live in homes, you put things in a sort of a box or a cart case type thing, a dresser. The dresser, when I was growing up, was wasn't the most expensive piece of furniture. But it had like a hardwood. It was heavy. It wasn't easy to move. The drawers made out of wood. Old-fashioned kind of thing. It wasn't like an ancient thing. It was bought when I was a kid. But compared to the furniture now, and then we go. It was heavy. And you go a little further back, and you have like, heavy, heavy, heavy furniture. Made out of maple and whatever kind of wood. These things were solid pieces of furniture, and they're not gonna, you can climb on these things and they're not gonna tip, just without anything in it, just alone. So, long story short, I believe, and one of the culprits, to give, background to this analysis, is that one piece of furniture was an IKEA cabinet, and it was recalled. I think there was like thousands of them were recalled, because apparently apparently, like, children were dying, like, you know, left and right, you know, like, you know, over, like, 10, you know, something like that. Some very concerning number. So, there you have it. IKEA furniture, I'm not going to specifically, you know, poke at them, but they do make a lot of furniture, and a lot of the furniture is what we call pallet style, you know, or the IKEA style. It comes in a box, you assemble it at home. There you go. So I just think that's it right there. We are, you know, making furniture or buying furniture that is made out of, you know, single pieces of wood, MDF or whatever you have it, you know, sheet material. Let's call it sheet material. And it's not weighted in a way that has a center of gravity that's low. The footprint on it, I think this also applies to cars too, like some smaller cars. I expect that there's a lot of flip turned over cars, and we're gonna have more and more cars that just flip over. We'll get electric cars. The weight of the cars is probably gonna be reduced. They're gonna think the wheelbases essentially are also gonna be really narrower. You get hit, another car hits you, and you're gonna flip over, or your center of gravity and your wheelbase, your stance is gonna be a lot less forgiving to being hit. And there'll be a lot more flips, you know. Maybe, will these be survivable? Maybe more. Maybe they will be. Maybe. Excuse me. Maybe just because they're lighter cars and you're belted in and the safety's decent, you'll be fine. But so anyway, I'm just gonna wrap this up. Look into it. Consumer Reports, I believe, on child furniture safety. I'm gonna try to find that article when I get a chance, and also, you know, might be look. You know, I also look into car tipping, so car flipping turnovers. You know, increase in that. So yeah, it's like you know, as we build, bring this back to industrial design. We can make things more convenient. We can make them cheaper, but will we make them safer? It goes with bridges too. We're changing our designs a lot as we evolve design wise. Bridges are not built the way they used to be. They're less, you know, structurally heavy. Look at any, like, you know, modern bridge. It has a tower, some cabling, and then the rest of the structure, the support structures within the base of the platform of the bridge. So aesthetically they look better, functionally and economically. Flat packs are easy to transport, but is that at what cost? I mean, are you willing to have your child die? So yeah, if you're gonna do that, if we understand this style is a problem, what are we gonna do about it? Do we go back to old designs? Do we you know, implement a counterbalance, like heavier weights on the bottom? You know, this has to be legislated. Has the traditional values of design, you know, it took generations to evolve some of these design elements, you know, structural elements into the products we have. Are some of them being messed with unduly? And does that cause, you know, these problems that we're seeing? So yeah, I mean, my opinion is pretty much yes, this is happening. So anyway, yeah, that's the issue I wanted to bring up. Has industrial design or lack of industrial design contributed to some of these issues of safety with children's furniture? And it might be other furniture too, just like children are the ones who are climbing on this stuff, not adults usually. So, you know, can you stand on a table these days? Can you stand up on things that are built? I mean, that are, you know, furniture on the house. Like you used to, you'd hear stories of kids or people, you know, when I was a kid, I, you know, made a fort on my, you know, dining room table, or I jumped off of this, that, and the other, or I hung from a chandelier, you know, whatever, a light fixture. I think I read that once, and it's like, that's not going to happen these days. It's going to get hurt. So anyway, Yeah, that's kind of like a long summary of some of the things that I'm seeing in the news, and I think it's kind of becoming apparent to people that design is hitting a point where it's becoming dangerous. All right, I'm gonna leave it at that. As we move through different ideas, check back at this podcast. Thanks.